Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let me see here. It is Tuesday, the 16th day of July, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 2200-29 and hit the pound sign. And okay, and again, I'm trying to look at something else here. I'm sorry. Okay, again, the number is 667-770-1530, then enter 220029 and hit the pound sign. And if you want to jump in here and mix it up with me today, you have to hit star 6 to unmute. It is currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 90 degrees today. And the low of 58 and it's smoky. We're starting to get smoke warnings. It's coming. It'll be so fucking thick you can't fucking cut it with a knife here pretty quick, I'm sure. At any rate, we'll go see what they want us to look at and what we're going to look at. And see which direction they're trying to drive us today. We'll do that as soon as we return.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, then let's flip over here and see what they want us to talk about. Baby, why would you jump to that? The same thing it did yesterday, and then the next thing you know, we didn't get a recording. I'm not getting this on. We're not going to start until we have this right. We're not losing another recording to the shit, you motherfuckers. I'm going to fire this whole thing up. Give me a few seconds. Stay right where you are. Now, should I not be getting through to anybody? I'd like to know about it on either medium. All right, let's start down through here. Vance fought for a standalone bill to send money to Israel, but not for our southern border. This guy, you know, this is what they want us to do, people. Are we going to get involved in this fucking phony, fraudulent, goddamn corporate unlawful corporate fucking election. Are we going to get involved in talking? I don't even want to talk about these motherfuckers. They are frauds. They're fucking criminals. They are international corporate mafia. This is how they, I don't know if the fucking, their fucking shooting was a fucking setup or what in the fuck it was, but they're going to, you know, now it's elected. Everybody, that's what everybody's talking about. You're stupid if you're talking about this, because these motherfuckers have no jurisdictional authority to be holding any kind of fucking election. And anybody that participates in this goddamn corporate fucking election is a goddamn traitor to the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law for the United States of these Americas. And for us individual, free, sovereign nationals. But I mean, fucking first thing right there, they're going to, no, fuck you, fuck that article. Think tank pushes international alliance to censor fake news. Well, we'll take a look at it. By Diddy Ravin Rockenbeck, Reclaim the Net. The Japanese chair of the Center for Strategic and International Studies has come out with a report calling for the U.S. and Japan to team up and on combating disinformation. And of course! This is a sovereign fucking country. Get the fuck away from us. This is our fucking country. It belongs to the internet. I mean, the fucking individual free sovereign nationals, motherfuckers. You don't go to talk to Japan about my fucking business, you motherfucking corporate piece of shit. You will not fucking team up with Japan to censor my fucking goddamn words, you pricks. This is what they're suggesting here. Christopher B. Johnson, who also wants the two countries to engage in several censorship techniques. You fucking see, this is goddamn, this is fucking, you're over there with the foreign fucking king trying to fucking censor my goddamn first article right, you motherfuckers. You are treasonous son of a bitches. You're going to be put on fucking trial. And you're going to be found guilty by your own, by prima facie evidence. You're going to be put against the fucking wall and shot. Because you're fucking traitors to the Republic. They're not even to the Republic. There ain't no goddamn Republic. There ain't no fucking Constitution to give a Republic. Everything you've done's been a fucking fraud from the first fucking get-go. And we're not fucking going for it. We want our goddamn, we want our fucking autonomy. We want our individual free sovereign fucking law. The supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Look it fucking up. That's what you live by, motherfuckers. We're the fucking boss here. We are the jurisdictional fucking authority. Challenge it and you get the second fucking article. That's what you get. Such as removing content, false narratives. And we're going to decide, oh, fuck you. Japan, get the fuck out of our business, you son of a bitches. And when we take this country back, we'll do for your asses, too. Regular censorship, but also a considerably more dystopian one known as pre-bunking. That would be suppressing narratives by revealing them as misinformation before they become public, thus eroding the very perception of their truthworthiness. And nobody's going to buy this shit. And those fuckers at that goddamn Republican convention I seen last night, that sea of fucking cowboy hats, those fucking Masons, they think they've got this shit fucking by the fucking toenails. They're fucking wrong. You go ahead and try to fucking force a theocracy on us, you motherfuckers, and see what happens to your ass. Trustworthiness, while equating this as introducing mental antibodies, people. Mental antibodies. You got a yard of fucking gut, you motherfuckers, into a population. And other outlandish language has been used in the past to justify the tactic. Fucking telling you, they're fucking violating your first article right. Gonna go over there to Japan and plan it. A fucking foreign fucking king, you motherfucking treasonous bastards. Every one of you is a fucking traitor to this fucking country. You're guilty of treason and sedition. You and we are at fucking war with these motherfuckers. Make no mistake. CSIS mentions in a press release announcing the report that Johnston had a meeting with Japanese Minister Foreign Affairs Director, a public diplomacy strategy Division, Hideki Ishii is going to fucking decide what your fucking rights are, people. What you can hear. They want your fucking to tell you what you can think. Go fuck yourself, you fucking nipper. You get the fuck out of my business. To discuss how the United States and Japan can cooperate to address the critical challenge, namely combating disinformation. Well, you just did some. Because you got no... The bottom line here is the disinformation is you have no fucking authority over the first article of the Bill of Rights. You never have, and you never fucking will. You've written fucking legalese. You've written fucking legislation. You've created statutes, which are not law. They are policy, and they fucking, if they go against what the law is, they're non-enforceable. And that's what this shit is. It's all non-enforceable because it's a violation of the fucking law. You don't go, well, this is how we reinterpreted the first article so that we can do this. Fuck you. No, you can't. You have no jurisdictional authority. Not for nothing, CSIS is not your run-of-the-mill nonprofit, and access to government structures in other countries is not surprising given its original or its origins and image as one of those think tanks that have an organized influence on U.S. foreign policy. Foreigners! On our fuck U.S. policy, our fucking law! You don't fuck with our law. You motherfuckers sitting up there fucking, you international corporate motherfuckers occupying our highest seats of power. You don't fuck with our law. Certainly no fucking nipper fucking fucks with our law. Our forefathers fucking took the gun out to motherfuckers who thought they could fuck with our rights. We'll do the same. I'd rather be fucking dead and live on my fucking knees and have some fucking foreign nipper fucking deciding what I can say and what I can't say. Well, that's not real. We love them to figure out. That's not real. Fuck you. Stay out of my goddamn business. Stay out of our people's business, you motherfuckers. Such as real or labeled as such a disinformation threats, the report seeks to establish an agenda to increase this collaboration. No, it's not collaboration. That is goddamn treason. High fucking treason. You don't go and fucking team up with another fucking king, you motherfuckers. You fucking concoct ways to fucking violate the people's fucking unalienable fucking rights guaranteed by the Supreme Superior Absolute Law of December 15, 1791. It's called the Bill of Rights, motherfuckers. And you can't change a word in it. All your fucking legalese that you throw out there when you do it is non-begar. It's not applicable because it fucking violates the law. We have the law. And you're violating it, motherfucker. You're committing treason just by going over there and collaborating with a fucking foreign fucking king, you motherfuckers. And mentions that the paper includes the results of a closed-door conference held. Oh, closed-door conference. I couldn't even go over there and watch the fuckers commit treason, huh? Conference held at CSIS in February, attended by experts, huh? I'm a fucking expert, too, from both countries. The part of the report that addresses strategies to counter the threat. See, the fucking truth is a fucking threat. That's why there's so many algorithms running on fucking from the trenches. And they can't say fucking, they're not racist. They're not white supremacists. They fight for the Bill of Rights. Some dirty son of a bitches. There's got to be some kind of label we could put on them. Yeah, patriot, motherfucker. Defined by CSIS includes public education and media literacy, as a tool of censorship, but without failing to mention the same tech as supposedly a grave threat to democracies and it's not a fucking democracy, and it's not a fucking republic. You never had a constitution, son of a bitch.
You just wrote it down on a piece of paper, just like you're doing this UN shit. It has no force of law because it violates the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this country. Ratified December 15, 1791. It's the Bill of Rights. When it's used to create deep fakes. Another thing CSIS likes is fact-checking while critical. I mean, who are you going to check the facts with? You know, how you know if something's a fact or not? If you saw it with your own fucking eyes. We're talking about 2021 here. I don't care what nobody fucking says. I don't fucking believe it unless I see it with my own fucking eyes. I mean it. I mean, the people on here that write on here that tell me something happens, I believe them. The trenchers, the ones that are fucking, they'll show you the documented fucking facts. But again, you know, censored, this fucking site has got more goddamn algorithms on it than any other site on the fucking net, says I. Fact checking. I ain't giving any fact check by no fucking the fucking Jap. You got it? Get over there and fix that fucking goddamn Fukushima fucking nightmare you created. Quit pumping 350 million square tons of fucking goddamn radiated water in the Pacific Ocean every day. You want to do something, gook? While critical of Japan as being somewhat late to this parlor game. See how they talk? To this parlor game, as well as debunking. You're debunked, you motherfuckers. Your international fucking corporate mafia, and you're trying to fucking shut down our free speech guaranteed by the first article of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, unchangeable. You can't change one fucking goddamn comma on the son of a bitch, and you don't interpret it. We fucking do. It's our fucking law. And you will fucking obey it. When you don't, that's when you get the fucking second article, motherfuckers. And then there's a pre-bunking, which CSIS chooses to describe as a method that proactively issues forewarnings and also preemptively refutes false narratives. You know, I was thinking about all those fuckers, and I flipped over to that convention thing just to see what it looked like. And I mean, it's like a sea of cowboy hats out there. And all these, oh, God bless you, God. You motherfuckers had better pray there is no fucking God. This motherfucker you got for your vice president there and your boy fucking Trump finished the job. You've seen what they're doing over there in fucking Palestine. What are you going to do when your fucking God grabs you by your fucking goddamn collar and pulls you up and says, you fucking back this? You back this? You fucking finance it? You supported it? And see, that's why, you know, I don't believe in no heavens and hells. I don't believe in no gods or any of that shit. But if they don't either. They can't. They can't fucking sit there and fucking justify that and say, that's okay. Well, they need to finish the job. They just need to finish the job. Yeah, they need to finish the job. I seen some of the most horrific shit I've ever seen in my life on today's fucking page. You sick in the head son of a bitches. You moronic. I wish there was a fucking God and a fucking devil, because you would fucking, they don't believe it. People don't believe they do. They're all Masons. They don't believe it one fucking iota. It's something they use to control. They don't believe it, or they'd be scared of the hellfire and brimstone. Because that's what, I mean, if there was a God, I mean, and well, I grew up in a fucking church, but I read the Bible plenty of times back and forth, since I was a kid. And I know that, what would Jesus Christ say about you fucking putting your stamp of approval on that son of a bitches? Huh? Think he'd take that cowboy hat and shove it right down your fucking throat, wouldn't he? That's why I say they are not Christians. They do not believe in the Christian theology, because Jesus, if you could watch butchery of little children, and say, finish the job. Hurry up and get my wallet fatter. I know he's going to give me a bunch of money. I'm a fucking 33rd degree Mason, or I wouldn't be in this fucking building. You sick in the head son of a bitches. Coming back to earth a little bit, so to speak, in terms of championing more conventional information control tools, the CSIS strategy lastly mentions labeling, transparency, and risk monitoring. Like I said, this is being done. This is collaboration between the fucking occupational forces who have no jurisdictional authority in this country and foreign fucking kings. This is the international corporate mafia sent down with its international corporate fucking partners discussing ways to violate our individual free sovereign fucking supreme superior ratified by the representatives of the people, unalienable law. Well, we can write it down like this right here, except in this case, you have the right to fucking remain silent unless we're fucking hitting you with a cattle prod, don't you see? See, we write it down like that, and it's called fucking legalese, and we go ahead and do it, and then we make sure that a judge gets to fucking say yes or no. We'll have some case law. We'll put some case law together. That's what we'll fucking do. The Japanese chair of the Center for Strategic and... Okay, I did that one. Okay. Here, this is a sickening one. A child cries, I'm an orphan, after his father and sister were murdered by Israeli airstrikes in northern and north Gaza. You see this little kid, it's a video. Go watch it if your fucking stomach can take it. He's just sitting there. No mommy, no daddy. I mean, this is what those motherfuckers in those cowboy hats are fucking supporting. This is what those motherfuckers calling themselves. I'm a Christian. I'm a devout Christian. Go over to Jerusalem and let them spit on you a little bit. I'll go over there. I ain't going that far with it. You're not fucking Christians. You're liars. And if there was, I don't believe it, but there is a heaven and a hell. They got a specially hot place in hell for you. James O'Keefe dropped secret files on Disney exposing child grooming operation. Fucking dur. This is from Jack Dunn. Fandom Pulse. All right. And you got this fucking freak. A man dressed up like a fucking freak. A woman. I mean, you fucking people. Because, you know, it's so much easier than being a fucking man, ain't it? You fucking... worthless fucking waste of fucking air. James O'Keefe, O'Keefe Media Group, OMG, has once again exposed the degeneracy rotting Disney from the inside with the release of his secret files from Disney. A brave insider came forward and provided OMG with Disney chat room logs showing how Disney employees are grooming children with targeted degeneracy. And you watch the old ones and you come up and you go, God damn, when I was a kid, Disney, but that was supposed to be wholesome, you know, and this has a big fucking goddamn video in the middle of it. Anti-Jenny, Gunnany, Disney creative marketing director, divulged Disney unspoken LGBTQ agenda for children in part 3 of the Disney tape series released by O'Keefe Media Group earlier this month. Germany, I guess it is, who also performs as a professional drag queen, appears to have unveiled the company's intentions to promote the LGBTQ agenda within its content targeting children. And, you know, it's just like the, you know, the games, the phones, they got the kids sucked into this fucking shit. And then and Disney, I mean, you fucking perverted, sick in the head son of a bitches. I mean, everywhere you fucking turn, but we got to remember this is a global agenda. Walt Disney wasn't no poor man. And I'm sure he
didn't like kids either.
Pardon?
He didn't like kids. He hated kids.
No, he didn't like kids. And if you go back, like I said, and you look at, because you always thought, you know, God, Disney on Sunday when you was a little kid, and then you see how it progressed and how it progressed, and then it was, first they started out with fucking magic and stuff, and then they keep working it this way and that way and this way and that way, and then broken parents, and then, I mean, it's been a, well, hell, they planned it for fucking 60, 70 years, let's fucking face it. Ever since the Disney began, they had this shit, and this is where they were headed. The Disney files, everybody would, oh, Disney, it's the Disney, oh, sure, son or daughter.
Go to it's another channel.
Pardon?
No, just that channel.
Yeah. In volume one of O'Keefe's Disney files service series, a document from Disney employees revealed the company's promotion of LGBTQ and trans parodies, I guess it is, with fully naked men on bikes. And I watched the fucking film, Fully Naked Men on Bikes by Disney Pride Night on Disney properties and out in the communities across America. Company Poly Yes Swingers meet up groups, companies, company workshops on how to change your name as you transition, and TV specials aimed at children like Who I'm Meant to Be, according to O'Keefe. He further explains, and yes, you guessed it, that show is all about letting young kids know that it's okay at any age to let the rainbow flag fly and look as if sponsored and sanctioned by Disney. These revelations seem to collaborate. Disney marketing director Amit Gurnanin's exposure of the company's unspoken agenda to expose children to content. Well, yeah, they've been doing this for, I mean, there's some fucking rotten shit on Disney. And of course, you got to guard your kids 24 hours a fucking day. According to OMG reports, key players in promoting the agenda are Hani Harrison, Cheshire, a mobile product operations manager, and Aguilar. I mean, these are, you know, so many fucking foreigners have come into this country. You fucking find all these fucking names. I mean, it ain't like Bob, Tom's, John's, Mary, you know, Betty or shit. It's Agma Ugadaba, an employee who shared a map of the pride parades featuring naked men that Disney sponsors. These parades occur in various locations, including Washington, D.C., Fresno, California, Los Angeles, California, New York, and more. Furthermore, an organization called Zebra Youth, which caters to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and all youth LGBTQ plus age 13 to 24, as stated on their website, is actively promoted and partnered with Disney among their Disney-sponsored projects in an initiative encouraging children as young as 12 years old to create artwork of Mickey Mouse using colorful sticky notes where they belong, as described by O'Keefe. Are we in some shit here or what? And then what you got? And then anyone who wants to talk about where you, Trump's going to put a stop to. Trump's going to put a stop to. You mean the guy who fucking fucked his daughter's girlfriend in her own fucking bed? He's going to stop all this shit? You bet he is. The video also sheds light on Disney's DEI vice president, Queen. Here we go, Queen. Dichukua. Queen Dichukua. What a fucking made-up name or whatever. And Vice President of the Marketing, Casey Brickner, and prompting the company's agenda, O'Keefe hints that forthcoming Disney files exposed, stating in Disney Files Volume 2, we delve deeper into Disney's internal health care policies, earning the promotion of gender-affirming care to employees, and now Disney uses shareholder funds to sponsor employee sex change operations and conduct seminars on changing one's name. Additionally, O'Keefe previews an exclusive internal video featuring an alleged Disney-sensitive training on pronoun usage, potentially involving individuals who appear to be women, but who knows? Boy, ain't that the fucking thought of the day. Let us know what you think. Well, we are always, you know what I think? I think they're a bunch of sick son of a bitches. That's what I think. But there you go. Let's see here. What else we got? Bill Gates calling for germ teams to be established, stating the team will need to regularly organize outbreak simulations, a never-ending cycle of preparing for each next pandemic. And not like when they had they talk about, we do it for the fire department, we do it for the army, isn't that like when they, you know, they're like 911 when they were having their exercise to prevent fucking planes from flying into the fucking World Trade Center? I mean, remember when all the false flags were going on? Just so happened they were doing exercise, pertaining to that fucking individual situation when it happened? Of course not. Antiwar.com, home about antiwar.com, donate blog, U.S. casualties, contact latest news, new GOP platform vows, support for Israel, deportation for pro-Palestinian protesters. I don't know how, what are you going to deport, like their piece of their leg and a piece of their fucking torso? I mean, have you seen the goddamn video coming out of that place? Butchery! Fucking butchers right in front of your fucking face. I mean, 20 years ago, could any of you have imagined that we would see something like this and it would go unfucking challenged? I mean, you got the ICC court going, well, you need to really stop that. And the IJC court fucking... Yeah, you're committing genocide. You need to stop that. And that's fucking it. The only ones doing anything about it are fucking Hezbollah and fucking Yemen. I mean, at least they're doing something to fight it. I mean, these fucking people are fucking disarmed. They're like running around. There's videos on this site of them running around the street. I mean, just shooting them down like fucking dogs. For no goddamn reason, picking up little kids and they're fucking, I mean, little kids. It's like that little fella up there. I'm an orphan. Had a mom and dad yesterday. Now I'm an orphan. Well, you better get him killed. He's going to grow up. He's a boy. Let's see what we got going here. Casualties, contact, latest news, GOP platforms vow support for Israel, deportation of pro-Palestinian protesters. So you're going to deport. Pardon me. Go ahead.
Henry, I watched a piece on communism now with Amy Goodman. And a journalist on there that interviewed six Israeli soldiers. And they admitted that it's just when they get bored, they just knock down civilians at their pleasure.
Yeah, we had an article the other day. It was a video. So we didn't do it on the program. And we had an article there, a video the other day, just showing them doing it, just out of boredom, to relieve their boredom. Let's go shoot a few Palestinian kids or what may have. Every time you see these Palestinians, the horror looks on their face and the ripped up bodies. I mean, my God, I mean, this is even worse than what they did before. And hey, but the ICC court has said, hey, no, you can't do that. That's genocide. The IJC court has called it genocide. Well, I guess genocide is okay then. I guess that's the message here. Get used to it because it's coming to a fucking country near you called the United States of America. These motherfuckers think they're going to do that here. Come finish the job here, you son of a bitches. Israel just committed another massacre in Kanyanis. The world is unable to stop the genocide. And this is, man, it's a video. And you watch it and you just want to fucking step in there and just die with them, at least. Locality net zero will make you poorer. Really? J.D. Vance does wants, that's what it says, J.D. Vance does wants to arm Israel and Taiwan for war with China and the Middle East, another genocidal psychopath hell-bent on World War III. And it's a video, and I listened to the fucking video, and he's a fucking puke. All right, what we got coming to us, I mean, Trump, he said he'd change his whole fucking agenda after the bullet, if there was a bullet. I mean, whatever the fuck. When they, you know, here we are. I said I wasn't even going to talk about this. But I'm telling you, this is fucking ex-Marine and fucking, you're going to run a military state. You get yourself an ex-Marine and you give them unlimited fucking power. You people better be ready to fucking fight. That's all I can say. I'm not going to cover this fucking shit. Yeah, no more than I would have covered it before, and I because fucking it's unlawful. It's an unlawful election being put on by an unlawful fucking occupational force, and to fucking participate in it is fucking treason, plain and simple. See, like the next story. I think it was getting to the point they thinking they weren't going to have no election. People laughing at their fucking debate and shit. And so they needed something. I don't know. I mean, I can't say what happened there. Like I said before, the only thing I can tell you for certain is we don't know. And we ain't never going to know. But it sure is. Go ahead.
I heard a few minutes ago that they're claiming it's a plot created in Iran.
Now that makes sense. Now that I said, you know, if you want to see what it was, you know, get a scope of possibilities of what it was about. Now, see, they got the goddamn draft in place, and the Israelis have been jumping up and down, laying down, peeing their pants, twisting around in circles, demanding that the United States attack Iran. And so here we fucking go. You got the king of the fucking Jews. And you got the goddamn draft. Now you can send the fucking meat over to the fucking meat grinder for the wrong fucking side. The fucking goddamn Jews are the goddamn maniacs out of hell. Look what they're doing. I mean, look at the fucking footage. Little kids. These motherfuckers have no conscience. They have no morality. I've got a couple of articles up here, you know, of the fucking Christians over there, and they're complaining, you know, these guys are throwing shit at them, pissing on them, telling they should fucking, you got to die. You're saying, fuck your Christ. I mean, what does it take for people to fucking wake up? But of course you had those goddamn hats at that convention. It was like a sea of fucking straw cowboy hats. All the good old boys. The money's a-coming. All we got to do is back fucking murder and fucking genocide. Well, you know, fucking everybody who backs it, fucking when the fucking shoe comes down, and it has to, you can't do shit like this forever and get away with it. I mean, I feel so bad fucking when you're trying to go to sleep at night and you're thinking about goddamn, wonder how, you know, how'd you like to be one of them people? And like I'm threatening to take the fucking students from the campuses that fucking stand up and fucking condemn this genocide. We'll send them to Gaza and see how they like it there. I mean, you're talking about pure fucking moronic maniacs is what these son of a bitches are. And they can't be called anything else because that is what they fucking are. And what force is going to fucking stop them? I mean, they got the goddamn United States fucking military. Well, not the United States, but the NATO military we fucking pay for. All the fucking goddamn weaponry we paid to build. Backing genocide. That is just so fucking... Think about that. Don't put my fucking name on it. I'm telling you that fucking much. Henry Shively has nothing to fucking do with it. I condemn it. I fucking... I like to see the people who did it fucking hung. Fucking put taken to the fucking... if there wasn't an international court. Taken to a court of justice and fucking show what they did. And I mean, it's prima facie evidence. And then take them to the fucking gallows. I mean, this is what you... All my life, this is what I would have expected if somebody did something like this. Wouldn't you? I mean, Jesus, man. Like I said... You fucking cowboy hat motherfuckers at that convention. You are not Christians. You do not believe in God. I know fucking Christians. I know a lot of fucking Christians, and you do not believe in God. If you did, you'd run from that son of a bitch and the horns coming out of his head and the hole in his ear. And that's just the fucking way it is. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Maybe. Bastard. They fucked with it, yeah. All right.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay, I can count on memories, cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been dealt some aces, and I've played them all the same. But she's the only one that keeps me in the game. No fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone.
She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic down in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener sponsor broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. We will give 12:51 Pacific Time. And that was Uncle Cracker with Memphis Soul Song. Something mellow in the middle of hell. Why not? Anyway, let's go back and see what other fucking horse shit they got going here. I'm not going to play this game. You're not going to... Nope, you ain't getting your goddamn phony-ass, fraudulent fucking election on the trenches. Sorry. We have another video. Oh, this is terrorism, and it shows this goddamn camp. This is a refugee camp. And bombing. I mean, they're going goofy over there. And I mean, they're doing it during this fucking thing where they're playing this game of politics and fucking guns and shit. And they're slaughtering. I mean, blatant ass slaughtering, worse than ever. Worse than ever I've seen since it began. Ukraine's military intelligence says there have been attempted assassinations on Putin. Well, fucking duh. I can't believe there wouldn't be. It's Dave DeCamp, AnnaWar.com. On Saturday, the head of Ukraine's military intelligence claimed that there had been several attempts at assassinating Russian President Vladimir Putin. Bandanov didn't offer any details about the alleged assassination attempts. He previously made similar claims, and other officials in the GUR have threatened that Kiev was preparing to target the Russian leader. I mean, if this wasn't a fucking just another fucking bunch of shit made to fucking just keep the people fucking so confused they don't know which way's up, so they can't look at 10 fucking simple articles and solve this fucking thing. Last year, Ukrainian drones targeted the Kremlin, and Russia treated the attack as an attempt on Putin's life. In response to Bondanova's comments, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, "A security of the president is established at the proper level." A Russian foreign minister spokeswoman, Maria Sakharova, and said assassination attempts on Putin are funded with U.S. money. She said the U.S. would be better off spending the money on domestic security, pointing to the assassination attempts of Donald Trump. Okay. Gotcha. After the 2014, they're going to put that in every fucking where. You know, they weren't having nothing. I mean, there was no stories. There was
they had that one fucking goddamn debate, and it's a cartoon. But now, man, goddamn, there's an election going on, people. Get out there and commit your goddamn treason. If you're registered to vote, you're committing fucking treason, because this is a fucking illegitimate fucking foreign fucking election. This is a corporate fucking election. This is not a fucking an election for a fucking president. It's an election for a representative for King Chuck, and that's all in the fuck it is. And it ain't even an election. It's an appointment, and you fucking know it. And then the end of it, you're going to bitch and you're going to moan. They cheated, they cheated, they cheated. Oh, they cheated, they cheated, they cheated. It's all a fraud. It's all a fraud. Oh, God, it'd be such a fraud for fucking, I don't know, a month or two or three. And then they'll get down to some other fucking bullshit that they can put up and argue about and do nothing about. And in the meantime, they should be about rid of the fucking Palestinians, little children and all that little boy sitting there. Just goddamn, that fucking, what a nightmare. One former U.S. intelligence official described the GUR as our little baby. The report said the SBU, and the GUR have been involved in dozens of assassinations against Russian officials in Russian-controlled Ukraine, alleged Ukraine collaborators and Russian officials and civilians deep inside Russia, all while maintaining U.S. support. You know, they set up there when, you know, Biden come up there and read off his teleprompter and said, we can't, we can't solve nothing with violence. We can't solve anything with violence unless you're chopping up kids in fucking Palestine. We can't change nothing with violence unless you're dropping fucking, are shooting missiles into fucking Russia from fucking the Ukraine, because it's got fucking trillions of dollars worth of trace minerals that you motherfucking corporate pricks want. And that you just got it. That was the same reason they fucking shot up Afghanistan. Fucking they had trace minerals worth fucking, you know, trillions. And those people are living like goddamn animals. All they did, all that war was about is to get the right contractors in the right place to steal their, Jewish contractors, by the way, to steal their fucking resources and cash them in and put the money. Well, they, you know, they meet up there in Kiev every week and split the fucking cash up from the world's fucking calamities they have fucking caused, and all the debt and the, you know, the blood of the dead, you know, might be however many died, thousand, couple thousand. Here's your cut of the fucking cash for their blood. And all we want is all, I mean, that's why it's Ukraine. I mean, we found it out recently. Nobody has more of this, lithium for batteries. That's what they fucking want. Trillions of dollars worth of lithium and other trace minerals for fucking batteries. That's why the fucking Ukrainian people are fucking dying. That's why the Russians are fucking dying. Because they're going to fight over fucking goddamn mammon. The only one true God that can show its face. The only one true God I've ever seen show its fucking power right to my face. Mammon. And these son of a bitches, like I said, I seen at that Republican fucking convention. Just mammon worshiping, son of a bitches is all they are. Israel just bombed another school in Gaza, leaving multiple children and civilians dead. And if you can't, I mean, you have to stomach for it, watch the goddamn thing. But it is, and you can tell there's just tents. I mean, there's a school and shit. There's nobody there. Oh, it's horrid, people. It's horrid that we can fucking go on with our day after fucking looking at that, after looking and seeing what's being done. That's being done with your fucking resources. That's being done in your fucking name. Well, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. My name's Henry Shively. I fucking forbid this. We are the fucking sovereign to this country. This sovereign forbids this. I'm telling you to stop it. Stop using the resources of my fucking country to fucking murder fucking little fucking toddlers, you sick son of a bitches. Former NIH chief of staff denies suppressing lab leak theory. Man, fuck you. I guess we hit the bottom of the page because they started putting this fucking lab leak shit that we don't give a goddamn about. This is in Jerusalem. Christians are cursed, spat on, and attacked by Jews. They say Jesus is a faggot. Jesus is a son of a whore. Okay? And I mean, here you got the stuff coming out, but you got all these people at this convention. Oh, God bless you. And every one of them is, and I prayed to God every day. I pray. You're a fucking hypocritical piece of shit. You don't believe in God no more than I fucking do. If you did, you'd know that there ain't no fucking chance of you going to nowhere but straight to fucking hell. The hottest part of hell. But I mean, that's the Masons, you know. They use religion as a cover, and then do what thou will. As long as it stuffs your pocket, steals from your fucking fellow man, enslaves your fellow man, butchers little children, butchers fucking goddamn pregnant women and old people, well, hell, you can do anything you fucking want to. Taliban takes American hostages, says willing to trade for Gitmo prisoners. Those dirty bastards. Let's go kill some. They got any children? Wait, I don't see no kids. Where's your kids? That's what we like to fucking. Not we. I don't want to put myself in that goddamn crowd. But this is what they like to kill is children. I've got enough of this disgusting shit. And if you people that can go look at these articles and look at what God it is. I mean, like seeing that little girl's arm. Leg burn the other day. That fucking haunted me. But what I've seen in these videos today, these motherfuckers are madmen. They're like fucking Vikings or the fucking Mongols coming after a fucking population. And then that little boy sitting there, I'm an orphan. You just killed my mom and dad. Try to put yourself in that kid's place or put your child in that kid's place. See if you could stand it, because I sure as hell couldn't. And that is the word from the trenches.
Give up.